Welcome to A Girl in Progress, the self-development podcast for millennial women working on themselves for themselves. We believe it's possible to strive to become the best version of yourself, while also accepting yourself exactly as you are. Whether it's giving you a glimpse into the daily routines of inspiring women, or sharing the stories of those who started before they felt ready, this podcast is all about encouraging you to take imperfect action towards your goals and find productivity and success on your own terms. As for me, I'm your host, Emma Norris. I'm a journalist, author, cheese enthusiast, imperfect action coach, and the founder of agirlinprogress.com. Let's get into the episode. Today's guest is a rising star in the female empowerment and self-development world. She's the founder of the Glow Up Effect podcast, where she inspires women to take small, actionable steps to transform themselves and their lives from the inside out. She's also a coach, a launch strategist, a mum to an adorable little boy. Elizabeth, welcome to the podcast.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm so excited. And I've never had anyone do like a shining review of me that way.
Oh, well, so you should. Yeah, it's always nice to hear. You're like, yeah, I did those
things. You're like, wow, I'm actually cool.
You are actually cool, absolutely. Awesome. Well, we'll start by, I'll ask you a little bit about your career journey so far. So I know you have a bit of like mixed experience and sort of education and social media. But where did you start from and how has it led you to what you're doing today?
Yeah, so I started out in college realizing that I really liked the media bit, and social media was beginning, you know. So when I was in college, it was like Facebook was booming and Instagram was creeping in. So like attached to my phone. And then it started to kind of navigate into the scene like, okay, like people are getting paid to like support this. So I decided to go to college and pursue my degree in communications and media studies. So while I was completing my degree, I interned for two major radio stations in Boston. And I realized that like I loved being a radio personality, and on the side, like I would like always blog. I studied abroad, and throughout the whole 3 to 4 months, I was blogging about it, my experience. And then lastly, I was interning for a small media company in my city that does like local cable channels. So community members can come and have their own like show about whatever they want. They just have to be a member. So I was helping like all these locals like, you know, get behind the camera and produce their shows and stuff. So kind of like all these things. And I had a really, really short stint of like having a YouTube channel. So like the editing and the being silly. So that's kind of like where the passion for media and like social media and showing up came and stemmed from. After college, I actually did a one month Euro trip. So me and my best friend at the time, we went and like did a bunch of trips, pit stops around Europe, Italy, Spain, the whole bit. And I came back and I was like, shoot, like I need to work. So I started working, and shortly after I got pregnant. So that's where me going into education starts. So I got pregnant. I was working at a Hispanic media company, and then I wanted to continue my education. So I went and applied at a university.
Amazing.
For a super simple admin role, but I was like, it's my foot in the door. So I started there, and I've been working in higher education ever since. So I've worked for two pretty renowned universities here in the Boston area. And I've kind of felt like, okay, this is cool, but I know there's more out there for me. So that's where I kind of started dabbling back in, like tapping into my roots of like, you love to be a creator. So ultimately, when I had my son, I was like, I'm going to get back into blogging. But then I didn't realize that parenting and blogging is like a lot. So I kind of like dabbled in that, but then fell off. And then I was like, oh, like YouTube is not really my thing, because I always have to look presentable. And like vlogging is like too like hands-on for me, because when you're vlogging, you have to be so like transparent, like everything lenses on your life. So one day one of my friends came up to me and was like, why don't you start a podcast? Like, you love to talk, and you know, you had that radio experience in college. And I was like, what's a podcast? So I did my research, and that's where the Glow Up Effect was born. So that's kind of like the long-winded speech about, you know, kind of trial and error, and always going back to what I knew I loved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you condensed that really well. And, you know, I think the trial and error thing, I'm glad you said that, because like listening to your journey, you strike me as someone who you have a lot of different like multimedia sort of skills, and you've just kind of tried a lot of things. And like a big theme of this podcast is about starting before you're ready. So I'm wondering if that's sort of been your ethos. And like, do you get people a lot being like, how do you know how to do all these things? Are you someone who's just sort of like, just self-taught yourself these things and figured it out as you go?
Yeah, I would definitely say I am also a very strong believer in start before you're ready, but there's always the like fear of like, shoot, what if I do it wrong? So I will always try to educate myself in that area. And I'm like, okay, I think I can figure it out. And once you feel that feeling of like, okay, I'll at least like doggy paddle my way through this. It gives you kind of like that little nudge. But like I said, I didn't even know what podcasts were. I was like, what the heck is that? Like, how will I achieve that? Who's going to listen to me? Right. Like all these things we have built up in our mind about like whatever I create is going to suck. But I would definitely say that I got on YouTube and I spent like 6 hours on YouTube one night. I didn't have my son that day actually. So that was a plus. And I just started listening to anything anyone had to say about podcasts. And then I just kind of pieced it together.
Yeah. It's amazing how much free education there is out there. You just have to be willing to find it and implement on it. Like it's, you know, it can get to a point where you're just like consuming too much knowledge, but like not actually doing. So I think it needs to be, you know, just learning enough to move to the next step, like that's what I always say, and then just doing the thing and then learning by doing, basically. And tell us a little bit about the mission behind the Glow Up Effect. Like, where did the idea come from, and what made you, apart from what you've just mentioned, like why this podcast, why now, you know?
Yeah, so I knew I wanted to have a woman-centered podcast, and I wanted to have it with more of a mission versus entertainment, because like I mentioned briefly, I had a YouTube channel and I felt like that was more for entertainment. Like I was being like a silly 18-year-old, like making jokes and making fun of things and people. And like, so I knew I wanted to go with the route of like a mission and to serve versus entertainment. So then I was like, okay, well, like what do people my age really desire? And I'm like, okay, like, and at the time, like the glow up was real. It was a very coined phrase and it kind of still is, but it was super, super catchy. So I was like, okay, I want something catchy. I want something trendy. And I want the name of my podcast to be a play on words. So I was like, okay, like the glow up, this and that. And so I came up with like the glow up effect, kind of thinking of like the glow up can be something that can continue to happen. It can come to be in everyone's life so differently. And then I took it as in every guest that I would bring on would be to bring their glow up story to the table and share their experiences of how they were able to glow up in their career, in their mental health journey, in their fitness journey, in their parenting. Like I have had so many different sectors of where these women have been able to glow up. And it's just been so miraculous. And my hope was really to have people listen to the episodes and be like, wow, like I can do it too. So, you know, like, you know, Erica made it through her battle with depression. Like I can too. Or like, you know, she taught me this or she taught me that. Or like, maybe I should quit my job. Like whatever it is in that moment to encourage other women to have that I can do it too attitude.
Yeah. I love that concept so much. I think it's so smart. And, yeah, I love podcasts that have like a common thread throughout it, you know, like the glow up in this case, but the story is also different. And yeah, I think there is a bit of a misconception about, you know, the term glow up, like people, I mean, I think it's now people are more realizing that it's not just about what you look like, but yeah, there can be the misconception that it's just about, you know, getting the fit body and like, you know, getting the new hair. So I'm interested to know, like, what does glowing up mean to you?
Yeah, and this is a really good question. I was like so excited when I saw it. But just like you said, like the glow up has always been something that refers to the external. Like I always like to use the example of like, you know, like there was like a nerdy boy in high school and then like he gets to college and he's like super hot.
Like,
and
like
oh my god, like Ryan had a glow up, right?
So
I like to think glowing up as like very in very simple terms, like leveling up. So every step you take towards becoming a better version of yourself is you taking a step towards your glow up. And I have what I've learned in creating this podcast is that I love talking about everyone else's glow up. and I've had a hard time like understanding like what my glow up is.
I was just about to ask you that next.
And I mean, and just to segue right into it, I feel like my glow up has been to be able to kind of balance and become more in tune with my old self, because when I had my son, I felt like I lost a lot of my identity, and to be able to reconnect with that identity and then again juggle parenthood and being a content creator and the full-time employee, and then the cherry on top, being able to share that with other women, I believe is my current glow up.
I love that so much.
And I threw in the word current because I always tell people and whoever I work with or my audience and my community that the glow up is eternal. Like, you can keep glowing up like forever. So like today your glow up is where it's at, but like a year from now, it's like your glow up is a whole other shape or form.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, I always say that like we're the best projects that we'll ever work on. And that's kind of how I see glowing up in all the different areas of your life. It's like a fun project. It's like, what is the next form of me going to be? And I think there's also nothing wrong with the physical glow up. I think sometimes what happens is that you have all this like transformation, and then, but then you feel like the exterior doesn't match the, I guess how you feel inside. So things like style and like beauty and like, you know, changing your look in a way that reflects your inner world, I feel like can really be powerful too. As long as it's not just like trying to look better to be worthy kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually have had a couple of people come on and talk about their physical glow up. I had a girl who lost like 150 pounds natural and then went to run marathons like nationwide. Like, it was a killer story. I love talking to her. And you know, like, to be honest, I'm on my own external glow up. This mom weight is hanging on real tight to me, and then the quarantine pandemic weight. So like, you know, everyone has their own goals. Like you said, that will match how they feel on the inside and outside and vice versa. So I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's just the internal needs to come first, or at the same time, but not, you know, just one or the other. And obviously like self-development and mindset is something that you're really passionate about. And I find for most people, it's usually, you know, there was like one book or like one podcast or one YouTube that really got them interested in it. So was there one particular thing that sort of like kickstarted your self-development journey?
Oh my God, that's such a good question.
A person as well. Like, if there was someone else in your life who was, you know, really into it.
I know. I'm like, can I even pick one? I'm like, I'm going to have to say every.
You don't have to pick one.
I would definitely say my friend who suggested to me the podcast, like, really opened that door for me. And I've known her since early high school years, so like 14 years old. And she always is like a cheerleader to me. So in my personal life, my friend DeLovely, like she, I feel like, and she does it in such a subtle form. It's never like this aggressive, like, yeah, I'm cheering you on, you can do this. Like it's in passive conversation. Like, you know, I'm venting to her and she's like, why don't you do this? You're so good at this. You're so in tune with that. So I think her conversations have always opened new ideas for me. Yeah. Like the other day I was like, I'm torn about this. She's like, I think this. And I'm like, That's all we had to decide.
Amazing. And tell us a little bit about how the Glow Up Effect has evolved, because obviously it started as a podcast, but now, you know, I know it's kind of expanded more into an overall brand. You have the Instagram, you have, you know, you do coaching, you do workshop type things. So yeah, tell us a little bit about how it's kind of pivoted and evolved.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm still in the really early stages of completely pivoting. I feel like this year I'm really going to take it by the reins and continue building on the surface. But basically, I started out as a podcast, and then I realized that I loved to like always chat with girls in my DMs, or I noticed like even if it was off social media, like close people in my community would reach out to me all the time, like, hi, Elizabeth, I have this idea. Can we set up a time to talk? I have something, you know, that I've been sleeping on. Like, can I run it by you? Like, I was kind of that person that people all that had hopes and dreams, like they wanted to start like some sort of content creation processy for the most part. And they'd always want to run it by me. They wanted to pick my brain, you know, how a lot of people say. So I was like, okay, like people really care what I have to say, but also they trust me. So I was like, okay, let me build this out and offer some coaching services. And then I had a lot of people showing interest in podcasting. So I was like, okay, I can offer also, aside from kind of, I call it clarity coaching. My concept is called Glisten and Get It. So it's like kind of still on the like the theme of like glowing. So glistening. So my goal is to work with my clients and get them on their glisten path, right? So that's more of a clarity life coaching style opportunity. But then also I have my podcast coaching where I just help women like take it off the ground. Like how we mentioned earlier, like done is better than perfect, for example. So kind of getting them like, okay, this is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to call it. Like the real like push you out the door. You're going to launch this girlfriend situation.
Yeah, I love that.
And then, yeah, I've been doing a lot of collaborations in terms of being able to host events. And then I want to be able to offer group coaching in the future as well. And I mean, since we were talking about my role in education, like my goal is to get out of there. So really just pivoting and building up the glow up effect, like little brick by brick, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, I love it. And perfectionism and procrastination are two things we talk about a lot on this podcast. I'm interested to know whether either of those are things you struggle with, and if so, yeah, how you've overcome it.
Yeah. So when I actually saw the question you shot me about perfectionism, I was like, wow, like I would say that I'm not a super perfectionist. While I am very self-conscious about sometimes like, oh man, like, is this episode going to stink? Or like, you know, is anyone going to sign up for Glisten and Get It or things like that? I, like I mentioned, am a pretty big believer on like done is better than perfect. So it's like, we're never going to know if we don't just shoot for the stars, right? So that's my stand on perfectionism. I wouldn't say that because something is not perfect in my eyes, it will hold me back from releasing it. So I have never not released an episode because I don't think it's perfect.
Yeah, you sound a lot like me, actually. So I'm all about imperfect action, but then sometimes I will second guess it after it's already gone, but yeah. I'm like, it's too late. It's out there. Like,
too late.
You have to not worry about what people think, which is easier said.
Absolutely. And one time, the only one episode I have recorded and never launched was because the audio was really bad.
Yeah.
It was like an issue with my guest's like air headset. And it was just like, I reached out, I said, hey, let's do this again. Like, you know, we had a great convo. Let's do it. She never got back to me. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, okay, this didn't go 100% the way I like, but it's done over perfect. So that's my mantra and my vibe. And procrastination, like, girl, I'm all over the place, especially because I balance so many things. I'm like, oh, I have an interview tomorrow. Let me prep tonight. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll prep tomorrow on my lunch break, or like tomorrow wake up early and do it, or like, let me do it next weekend. Like, I definitely put things off, but I think I've gotten better at knowing that I need to stay on top of it if I want to see the glow up effect go where I want it to go. So kind of checking in with myself and being like, putting things off for tomorrow is not going to give you the results you want. So kind of staying on track with that, but knowing that, especially when you have kids, like you have to be adaptable.
Yeah, exactly. I think having that internal accountability is so important, and that strong why behind what you're doing in helping you not procrastinate. Like, yeah, if you can like come back to that like mission, like what am I actually trying to do here? Like, I'm doing this for a reason. Like, I'm only stabbing myself in the foot if I don't do it. So I think that helps a lot. And yeah, I feel like I also hear that people say that becoming a mom has helped them with perfectionism, because you just can't afford to be a perfectionist with it. Like, you've just got to use, right? Well, I mean, I'm not a mom, but from what I hear, just use the small pockets of time you have available and just get something done, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, pockets of time is my thing, because I mean, for the most part, like I get work done either in the morning, and I'm not a morning person at all, so that's rare. And so I get most of my stuff done either like on my lunch breaks or like in the middle of the day when my son's at school. When I'm not working, and then also like at night, like I'm a night owl. So that's when I get my stuff done after I put him to bed. And lately his night routine just seems to keep expanding. Like, the books just keep on piling. He wants to do all these bedtime stories.
Oh, cute. So I'm sure it's not cute at the time, but it is cute.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I gotta do it. But yeah, so definitely finding time is just, it just becomes second nature sometimes because you know you have to make it work.
Yeah. And are you a big, like, you know, app, like planning on an app kind of person, or like a like old school paper calendar kind of girl?
Oh, that's a great question, because I'm definitely an old school, like, write everything down person.
Yeah.
I actually, like, probably 2 weeks ago started, like, faithfully, like, updating my Google Calendar because I was starting to feel, like, really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And the plus to the Google Calendar is that the Google Calendar is going to send you a notification to your phone, versus some days my day is running off track or like I'm distracted and I don't open up my planner to see everything that I had written down. So I'm more likely to forget it. And I found that when pre-pandemic, when I was working physically in my office, I would refer back to my planner multiple times a day, penciling in and out, erasing. But now it's like I go in maybe like once a day and I'm like, okay. So checking in with my Google Calendar has been good. And then implementing my Calendly to help me kind of streamline whoever's coming onto my podcast. I've implemented a new kind of like meet and greet procedure. So versus just getting to know each other on the DMs, I'll have people set up a meet and greet with me. We'll chat like 15, 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes if we become best friends.
Yeah.
So that way we can really hammer down, what do you want to talk about? What are you passionate about? You know, what's your glow up story? And that way they feel more comfortable coming on to talk with me as well. So that Calendly app and like the website has helped me, and it handles all the Zoom details, which I know you're familiar with because that's how we got.
Oh, yeah. It handles
all the Zoom links and stuff. Like, oh, it's my gosh. Great.
I'm constantly forgetting my Zoom password and like almost locking myself out. I'm like, I need a better system here. Because I use Zoom for so many things, but I'm like, oh, how do I not know my password? It's when you're doing so much, it can be, you know.
Yeah.
Being a little frazzled.
The same just, password for everything.
Yeah. And speaking of which, like, obviously you do a lot. Like, you work, you have your podcast, you have your brand, you have a family. So what are some things that you do just for yourself, like, to keep yourself sane and, like, to fill up your own cup?
Yeah. So when my studio gym was open, I liked to do to go there. So I'm a big, like, I really love to do like boot camp, like group style classes. So I would go do that, and it was a combo of like HIIT training, weight training, and like cardio. But for the most part, I love to start my day with a cup of coffee. Like, that is just my thing. Like, I love it. I just so happy. I'm like, it's 8:30 p.m. here. I'm like, I can't even have coffee now. I'm like,
yeah,
professing my love for it. But I love to start my day with a cup of coffee. I love to pick like a PlayStation of the day. So every day, like, I kind of like cycle through different PlayStations, and some days I have more upbeat stuff, more soft beat stuff. Me and my son watch this movie that is jazz based. It's a Disney Pixar movie.
Is this Soul one?
Soul, yes. So now that. I'm like jamming to jazz all the time. Yeah. Like, the other day I was driving to the dentist listening to jazz, and that's so not like me, but I'm here for it. So yeah. Tuning into music that makes me happy. And then, yeah, just lastly, like writing. I'm a big list maker, so writing my things down. So aside from my planner, every day I sit at my desk and I pull out a new sticky note, a post-it note, and I will just say like, okay, for today, especially for my 9 to 5, like really hammering down, like, what are the 5 biggest bullets that I need to get done today? So I'm just staying on top of my list. I would say are the 3 things that like keep me on track, keep me going. Yeah. And keep me sane.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. You need that when you're doing so much. And what's next for you and the Glow Up Effect? Like, have you got any big plans on the horizon?
Yeah. So I really want to be able to kind of phase out podcast coaching and convert it to a course. So that's my big goal for this year. I want to be able to offer a course and maybe an ebook in conjunction. So if people don't want to sit and do the modules, they can just kind of flip through the book at their own pace and don't have to listen to me narrating them. Because people learn different ways. And I also have noticed that, like, sometimes I can get like a little burnt out. So I want to be able to focus on my coaching in one of the 2 areas. So that's my goal. but we'll see where it takes me. But I definitely want to be able to launch my first course, my online course for women podcasters.
Yeah, amazing. And that was going to be my last question, but I want to ask you, because obviously you are someone who's very goal driven, like, how do you set and stick to goals? Like, are you someone who does it like quarterly, or like, you know, on January 1st, like your goals for the year? Like, what does that look like for you?
I would say it's more sporadic for me, especially I feel like every day I start to get this more sense of urgency and like, wow, like I really feel like what I'm doing with the Glow Up Effect matters. And like, I can't tell you like how randomly I get little DMs like, I love what you're doing. And I'm like, wow, like people care about what I'm doing. Like, I have to.
Right. Yeah. Doing. It makes it worthwhile.
Oh, and there's just days where I'm like, I just keep dreaming bigger and bigger and bigger. And like my eyes start to tear up because I'm like, the amount of like vision and passion I have is like so profound. So I'm like, I just have to keep going. So I would say that my goal setting is definitely more sporadic. It comes in the moment, and the instant I get a good idea, I'm like writing things in my phone in the notes. Like, I'm jotting things down on random pieces of paper. The other day I had an idea for like a course, and I was like, okay, if I ever launch a course about this, like, I'm going to name it this, but like, it's nowhere in the works. Like, I don't know when I'll get that. I still have to make the first course for my podcasting client.
Yeah.
So I would say goal setting for me is definitely like a wave, but it feels good and it feels right. So I think I'm taking a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it can be hard when you have so many ideas and you're so creative, like to prioritize what to do. Like, I'm the same. I'm just like, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do that. It's like, I think it sounds like for you, you kind of just like follow like what feels good to you and that kind of like intuition. Because it wants, you want it to feel easy. Like, you don't want it to feel like a slog, basically.
Yeah. And I, real quick, I just wanted to add that, like, I think every day I also have a hard time facing the fact that like, I'm building a business. Like, this is, it has really evolved beyond this, like, you know, like, oh, you're a little podcast, like, you know, and I still am a little podcast. Like, I'm still like really like, you know, out here swimming with the little fish, like everyone, right? Like, I'm not Amy Porterfield, but,
one day.
So like, it is, stepping into your power. Like, I'm building a business. Like, this is all seriousness, is no games. So nurturing that with love, I think, also helps you set goals that help you feel good about what you're creating.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you've created is amazing. And you're just getting started. So, you know, who knows what it'll evolve into. And where can everyone find you and the Glow Up Effect online?
Yeah, so I have a website, www.theglowupeffect.com, and at The Glow Up Effect on Instagram.
Amazing. We'll pop those in the show notes as well.
Yeah,
thank you so much for coming on. It was so fun to chat to you, and I can't wait for everyone to hear this episode.
Thank you so much. I can't wait.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to the Girl in Progress podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a review. You can also check us out over on agirlinprogress.com, the online destination for women working on themselves for themselves. Or get social with us on Instagram @_girlinprogress. Can't wait to see you there!